welcome, and thank you for joining me for Hero of the Week. I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, and today we'll speak with Sergeant Justin Shields, who is stationed in Afghanistan with the United States Army. Sergeant Shields, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sergeant, your MOS, or job designation, is that of a 13 Bravo. What part of the Army is that, and what do you normally do?
Well, back stateside, 13 Bravo is a cannon crew member. It's the main piece of the artillery. Back at Fort Campbell, I shoot the Alpha 3, which is a 119er Alpha 3. It's a howitzer or a cannon, and also the 777, which is also another howitzer or cannon with a larger caliber round.
Okay. All right. But as we've learned with others, you're taking care of something else during your time there in Afghanistan. Briefly tell us what your duties are there now.
Well, here I'm part of the Task Force Top Guns, which is in charge of security for the BAF security zone, which is Bagram Airfield. I was assigned the duty as a Jordanian liaison officer. It's basically that detail includes just logistical support, mission support for the Jordanian task forces that are here in Afghanistan. Also includes going out outside the wire missions for key leader engagements and just making sure that the friendship between our countries grows and prospers throughout this deployment.
Okay, so you are involved in training them, or are you involved in assisting them in the mission that they're assigned to do?
A little bit of both. As far as the training goes, it's just to fill the gaps in because we're two different countries working together and try to get them not so much up to speed but accustomed to the way that we do things, and also to assist in them being able to do their mission, which is security like powers and inside the wire patrols and also outside the wire engagements with Afghans.
Okay, so you do accompany them on combat missions then?
Well, it's more of a meeting of key leaders in the area. The Jordanian country has kind of a mission to preach moderate Islam, to radicalize sects of Islam. Of course, we all know they're here in Afghanistan. So having that Muslim-to-Muslim relationship helps develop a rapport and trust and interest, and also allows us to help them with a lot of things that we couldn't as far as their religious practices or building a mosque or supplying mosque. Having a Muslim coalition partner that can clearly connect and have something in common with the people here has really been what their big mission is outside the wire.
And what kind of rapport do you have with them, and are they receptive to the advice and training that you offer?
Oh, they're great. I've been each task force here on this base is about 335. I'm with the second task force now. They have about 6-month deployments, and each I work directly under their colonel or lieutenant colonel, depending on the task force. And I feel like they accept me as one of their own, and, they're receptive to my advice. And it's been a pleasure and a great opportunity to work with them.
I understand that your family has a long history, Sergeant Shields, of serving in the armed forces. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my grandfather, both my grandfathers, they were World War II veterans. One was in the infantry, one was in a medic in World War II. My father's father was a D-Day, and he passed 2 years ago. He only spent his tour of duty in the military. My other grandfather made it a career. My maternal grandmother also was pretty active with the military, becoming an Army nurse shortly after the war. All of my uncles, three uncles, served in the military. My birth mother. She was a major in the Army as a doctor. My father, a transportation officer, retired as a major. And my stepmother is currently serving as a full bird colonel. And she's quickly approaching her retirement date.
And why did you join Sergeant Shields, and what does it mean to you to serve this nation in the Army?
Well, I joined the Army. I always knew that I would serve to, you know, put my time and effort in and to feel like I, you know, earned my part in our society. But when 9/11 happened, I was a freshman, and I remember the feelings I had, the sense of duty that I felt afterwards. Even my parents tried to stop me from enlisting, but I eventually did anyways. But serving is really close to my heart. I'm applying to go to Officer Candidate School now and hope to advance my career and really have an impact on the organization that's given me so much, at least a larger impact as an officer than I would as an enlisted member.
Sergeant Justin Shields of the United States Army, it has been our privilege to have you with us today. All of us extend our grateful thanks for your dedication to serve this nation and continuing the proud legacy of your family. God's blessings to you as you continue on there in Afghanistan and in the future. We honor you, Sergeant Justin Shields, as our Hero of the Week.
All right, well, thank you for having me on, sir.